Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 7:20. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. So we're asking the question, does screaming help your mental health? I can tell you it doesn't help mine. Not that I'm much of a screamer, but I just know that on the very odd occasion that I might have lost it at somebody, probably one of my kids, you don't feel good afterwards. I don't see how. And this whole screaming into the void, I think it just makes you feel a bit hysterical. But either way, let's get the expert's view, because my own experience, as I say, might be somewhat different to somebody else's. I'd love your thoughts on it. Going out into the bushes or going to your car or something and just letting off steam like that, does that help you? I want to hear from you. Claudine Munier, educational psychologist. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well, thank you, and yourself, and good morning to the listeners.
So this whole concept of letting off steam, and we know we need to do that. We know that you can exercise, you could, I don't know, dance, listen to music. There are different ways to do it. Does screaming help?
Well, I can say that it does, because, Howard, we do not feel our feelings, and this can cause depression and anxiety. We often repress our feelings, emotions, and the need to express ourselves through our voices due to certain cultural and societal norms that have conditioned us to think that, no, you should not do that. It is unladylike or unmanly-like. It can cause a scene, so pipe up, or you're a nuisance to people around you. So hence people come to a point where they feel like they could just scream or shout, or often loved ones are at the receiving point or at the receiving end of this behavior. Why? Because you did not, or were not allowed to, or you felt that it was not appropriate to voice out your thoughts and feelings from the set go. And in that case, I can also say that in the case of traumatic events, you may also have felt or had the feeling that you were stifled, so you couldn't do that in that event. Howard, can I link this to the Eastern concept?
Yeah. Well, before you do that, that kind of makes sense. Yeah. Are you also saying then that somebody who almost doesn't feel heard or isn't allowed to be heard will benefit more greatly from this? And that would make sense. I'm on radio for 3 hours a day. I'm heard. So I don't feel that my voice is stifled. Therefore, somebody like me would benefit less from it, but it might make sense to somebody who doesn't feel heard for whatever reason, whether it's religious, cultural, familial, whatever it would be, who don't feel heard, therefore it might assist them a little bit more.
That is very correct. Right. It is definite.
Okay, so then link it then to what you were saying before.
Yes, I wanted to link it to the Eastern concept and view of the body.
Okay.
They see or view the body as consisting of energy centers, of which one of them is situated in the throat area. And it is known to play an important role in communication and expression, which is the point that you are making, that when we don't feel heard,
right,
this would be very important for us. The idea is that when these energy centers are not in alignment or are repressed or blocked, the person's well-being is compromised in its holistic sense. So scream therapy, in a sense, becomes a form of catharsis, or which is purging or releasing what we call pent-up emotions. And children do it so well.
Yeah, it's true that.
Yeah.
So in fact, it almost brings, if you adopt that philosophy, it almost brings a bit of a balance to the body.
Definitely it does. It provides that platform for expression, you know. It's almost like Zoe Ashton, who is a psychotherapist, describes it as a mental health workout. It's almost like you are working out. So in that, screaming creates that chemical reaction that is similar to when people exercise. So what is seen there is that dopamine and endorphins, they get going, and therefore that releases that built up of stress hormones, which is cortisol.
So is there too much though? I mean, is there a balance when it becomes problematic or can be?
Well, definitely. I mean, the process of screaming has its disadvantage, Howard, especially when it is not performed in a controlled and therapeutic environment which is guided. I mean, screaming it can activate the limbic system in the brain, which can elicit emotions such as fear and anger, especially for people who have gone through trauma, you know, and that can release the actual cortisol that we want to take out of the body, as well as adrenaline, which makes it a stressful experience. So if it's not guided, if it's not contained with the guidance of a therapist, you might not do it in the way that it would be actually beneficial for you.
And if one is going to do this, like what is the way in which it's the best way to do that, to let off steam this way?
So, you know, therapy provides a platform for expression, and this can be with the use of projective techniques such as drawing or sculpting for those who are not yet ready to talk. And probably the therapist can gently introduce the patient to free association where you share about anything that comes to mind in therapy, such as psychological. As such, it becomes on a psychological and physical level of opening up. And what I would like to also encourage is that by making sounds that are shaped in different forms of sensation, you know, from loud sounds to breathing to breathy exhales and long sounds coming from the belly. This helps us connect more with the body rather than just focusing on the sound coming from the throat only. So definitely with the guidance of a therapist, of course.
And I think that's an important point. You're not just going to go and scream hysterically. You actually almost you want it to be beneficial in a different in the right way. And I think that's a very, very valid point. Claudine Munier, educational psychologist, thank you for sharing that with us. I must say that I did not see that conversation going in that direction, and I found it very, very interesting. What do you think? Anton L says my whole family screams. Doesn't help me.